Hi there. This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question about the difference between surge and soar. Hi, my dear teacher. I'm Hamid from Iran. What is the difference between surge and soar? Can they be used interchangeably? Much obliged, Hamid. While surge and soar have a similar verbal meaning of rising or increasing quickly, there are some big differences. Let's look at each word with some examples. As a verb, surge means to rise or increase very quickly in an abnormal way. Food prices surged due to inflation. Surge can also mean to rise rapidly and fall quickly. The boat was surging through the water during the storm. When talking about something coming in waves, we can use surge. The waves surged to the shore as the hurricane approached. Caitlin's emotions surged as she accepted her award. And lastly, as a verb, we use surge to talk about physical things like electricity or water moving rapidly through something, and with force or power. Electricity can surge through electronic devices unexpectedly, causing damage. As a noun, the most basic meaning is a powerful rise or increase in something that was once steady or not moving. This could be physical things like water or power, or it could be more abstract like your feelings. There has been a surge of interest in American football from young women due to Taylor Swift. The storm surge left residents along the coast unable to return to their homes for months. Surge protectors can keep computers and other electronics safe during thunderstorms. Carol felt a surge of sadness move over her when her dog died. Let's move on to soar. Much like surge, soar is a verb that can mean to rise rapidly. However, soar is used mostly to talk about a position, value, or price. Pat's blood pressure always soars to 140 over 90 when she goes to the doctor because she is worried. Stock prices soared after the new CEO of the company was announced. Soar can also be used to talk about things that fly, like birds or planes. The geese soared in formation as they flew south for the winter. The skydiver felt as though she was soaring through the air after she jumped out of the plane. And lastly, soar means to rise or move to a higher state. This can be physically, like a voice, or abstractly, like your spirits or feelings. It can also be used to talk about how tall or high things are. The singer's voice soared over the other members of the choir. Her spirit soared when she learned of the good news. One World Trade Center soars above all other buildings in New York City, standing at a height of 541 meters, or 1,776 feet. Please let us know if these explanations and examples have helped you, Hamid. Do you have a question about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. Thank you for joining me over the past 2 years. I have enjoyed answering your questions. I hope that your English skills soar ever higher. Take care. I'm Faith Perlow.